From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
One of the biggest internet breaches in history is upon us. What you need to know, coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. As the recent hijacking of more than 100,000 networked cameras and DVRs has shown us, smart technology, be it smart TV, a DVR, or even a thermostat, is becoming more and more susceptible to hackers every day. Household appliances have been facing a hacking crisis. Most recently, hackers took control of home security cameras and video recorders to launch one of the biggest internet attacks in history. That happened just this past month. The unforeseen attack raised a lot of questions about how the internet will face this flood of vulnerable devices expected to come online in the next couple years. The Journal's tech reporter Drew Fitzgerald joined the Wall Street Journal to explain how home devices are more vulnerable to hackers and the true damage it can cause.
It's a societal problem. I mean, the scary part is we've known for years, really, that a lot of these devices are vulnerable to hacking, your internet routers, your DVRs, and your security cameras. And that's really scary for individuals if, say, your baby monitor can be viewed by anyone. And we've known about that for a while. But there's also a problem for the broader internet in knowing now, as many have warned for years, that these devices can be enlisted by attackers to basically bring down business websites, to censor websites without you even knowing it.
And as we stated, many are calling this attack the biggest ever seen. Here's how it played out.
Well, so this has been built over a series of months. Hackers have developed a way to get into largely home and business security cameras and the DVRs that store that data. There's also evidence that set-top boxes have been used in this. And for the most part, people don't know that these are being enlisted into this criminal network, being used to attack. In this case, Akamai was defending a security researcher, Brian Krebs, his website from attack. And they basically used this as an advertisement for themselves to take it for a test drive and show this is what we can do.
Many devices in your own home carry enormous threat to hackers. You can simply look around you, and likely there is something using smart technology that will put you at risk.
Whether it comes to home routers, that's often the gateway of all the devices in your home to the rest of the internet, or the devices behind them. That's security cameras, that's other smart devices, even switches. The thing to remember about all of these things is most of them are small computers. They're more powerful computers than a lot of the PCs we had in our homes 20 years ago. So that makes them very powerful weapons when they fall into the wrong hands.
If you're a consumer worrying about this, there are things you can do.
Well, the first thing you can do is when you buy the product, change the username and change the password. Get rid of that because in a lot of cases, you'd think this is very sophisticated, but in many of the cases, the people who have enlisted these devices to turn into weapons have done it just by exploiting that flaw.
For more, you can check out Drew Fitzgerald's article at WSJ.com. There's an illustration that really depicts how susceptible the home is, and you'll want to check that out. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for right now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
I'm Katie Hill.
And I'm Quentin Futrell. This is Too Many Markets and More, where we talk about the most fascinating personal finance stories of the week.
The selfie now kills more people annually than sharks.
75% of Americans tip less than 20%.
You want to collect Pikachu.
Collect Pikachu. Well,
wait a minute. Wait a cotton picking minute. What's so special about a Pikachu?
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify.
And now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.
Money, markets, and more. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.